Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of James, True Faith. In this session, we'll be looking at James chapter 1, verses 19 to 27, Faith Obeys the Word. I remember back in Miami, there was this restaurant that we used to go to that just inside the entrance, there was a full-length mirror. And interesting thing about that full-length mirror was that it made you look thinner. So I wonder if there's a opportunity there as you're going into a restaurant for a little self-deception going on there, maybe. Self-deception can be a problem, even in the community of the church. Some wrongly think that they're saved. Some naively think that they're mature. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. See, mirrors have a twofold purpose, which is to view ourselves and then make any needed adjustments to our appearance. In the middle of this session's text is James the Apostle. He likens God's Word to a mirror, reflecting the true condition of our heart by the truth. And we can see three responsibilities we have when confronted with the truth. First, we have responsibility to receive the word. James chapter 1, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Receive with meekness. We're talking about humility versus pride. God's word has the power to save lives. Romans 1, verse 16 tells us that. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. God's word also has the power to change lives. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, demonstrate a controlled life. The word implanted is better translated engrafted. Engrafting is a gardening or farming term. A good example is different apple varieties on the same tree. And the way that works is a branch from one tree of one variety is engrafted into another tree of another variety. There's a notch that's cut into the tree, and then the branch is cut to fit into that notch, and it's secured there until it grows together. And then, from that same nourishment coming up, you have two different varieties of apples growing on the same tree. In my family, they owned orchards. They had many, many acres of apples and peaches and pears, but mainly apples. And they grew many types of apples. And so this process was known. We're gardens, needing to get the weeds of filthiness and wickedness and wrath, get those things out, and then engraft into our lives the word of truth. When you're confronted with the word of truth, allow it to take root in your heart. Second, we have responsibility to practice the word. We need to receive the word, then we need to practice the word. Verse 22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Someone said, too many Christians mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Many people think hearing is the same as doing. Listen, there's an improper use of a mirror, merely glancing, no study of God's word, forgetting the image, no depth of spiritual sight, failing to act, no concern for sin's effect. There is a proper use of a mirror, seeing ourselves, acknowledging the condition of our heart, making clean, applying biblical principles to our life. You know the warning on the side view mirrors that say objects in the mirror may be closer than they appear? It can be easy to think that sin is further away and it's not having much effect in our lives, deceiving ourselves while it really is near, and destruction may already be severe and increasing. Listen, when you are confronted with the truth of God's word, seek its application in your life and do it. So we need to receive the truth. We need to practice the word. And then third, we have a responsibility to share the word. Verse 26, if anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and our Father, and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Pure and undefiled religion is this. Visit orphans and widows. A part of sharing the word is proclaiming the gospel. A part of sharing the word is also acting out the gospel. And how do you do that? Well, by your speech. A tongue reveals the heart. Get the heart right and speech will be right. A heart-controlled tongue reflects a self-controlled tongue. So by your speech, you act out the gospel. By your service, you act out the gospel. After seeing our needs in the mirror of the word and deal with them, we begin to see others' needs. We begin to see beyond ourselves. So by your speech, by your service, and by your separation from the world. The world in this passage refers to society without God. We must separate in order to serve. It's an interesting thing that we have to separate from the world in order to serve in the world. We need to be in the world, but not of it. So we need to separate first before we can serve there. James chapter 4, in verse 4, makes it clear. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, down to verse 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. When you're confronted with the truth of God's word, let it motivate you to serve others. Receive the word. Allow it to take root. Practice the word. Apply it to your life. Share the word. Turn it into service. You think about that, and you have a great day.